Zakta Mishnah Vayit, as we continue over here, Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah goes on now to the second category. Babies that would be a Pchar L'Kayin, there would be a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, but not be a Pchar L'Nachala. Zakta Mishnah Vayit, Misha Le'Banim, this person had sons. V'nasi Ishli married a woman, Shelo Yalda, that never gave birth, so the first son that's born is a Pchar to his mother, but not to his father. For that matter, you have a lady who's not Jewish, and she becomes a Geiris together with her husband who's not Jewish. And she's expecting her child. So she's Miuberes when she becomes a Geiris. Or Nishtachra Miuberes. We have a Shivcha Kananis, and she was free together with her husband. Her husband was also an Evet Kanani. So if one of these women gave birth to a son, this child is a Bchar for Pinyon of Ben. It's his mother's firstborn. Is he a Pchar for Nachla? No. Because Lamaisa, when she became Miuberes, at that point the father was not Megayer himself yet, or he was still an Eved Kanani, and Memela, the Halachis of Yerusha, don't apply. Vaitrezok the Mishnah, we have more cases of where the baby is Mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen, but is not a Pchar to get a double Yerusha. Yalda, he, the Kohanis. We have here a Yisraelis, a woman that's not a Kohen, not a Levi, and a Kohanis, a woman that's a Kohen. They had their first sons together, and some of the babies got mixed up. I don't know which is the baby of the woman that's Yisrael, and which is the baby of the woman that's a Kohen. Or he, a Leviah. She and a Leviah both gave birth, the babies got mixed up. Now, a Pchar of a Kohanis, as well as a Pchar of a Leviah, are potter on Pidyon HaBen. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Now we go on to the second klal, where the baby is a Pchar L'Kayin. There's a Chi of Pidyon HaBen, but not a Pchar L'Nachla. Mishalei Le'Banim, this man had sons, V'nasa Isha, then he married a woman, Shalayal, that never had a son. The first son that's born is a Pchar to the mother, but not to the father. So there's a Chi of Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen goes after the mother, Peter Rechem. There's no double Yerusha, because he's not the Pchar to his father. For that matter, let's say you have a couple, both are not Jewish. She's expecting a baby, then is Gaira. Then the mother is Megayer herself together with her husband, the Uberis, while she is expecting a baby. And then they have a baby boy. That baby is a Pchar L'Kayin, because he's the Peterechim of the Yisraelis. He's not a Pchar L'Nachla, being that when she became Uberis, that was before she was Megayer herself. So the halacha is, he doesn't yarshin his father. Another case would be, let's say you have a Shivcha Kananis that's married to an Eved Kanani, they're expecting, and Vinishtachra in the middle. They were both freed. And they were freed from your bears while she was still expecting. V'yalda, the baby was born afterwards. That baby is a Pchar L'Kayin. Because after the mother was freed, she's a regular Yisraelis. That child is called Peterechim B'Yisrael, but he's not Pchar L'Nachla. Because when she became Yuberis, there was still Avodim. For that matter, says the Mishnah, Yalda, he the Kohanis. We have over here a Yisraelis and a Kohanis, a woman that's Yisrael and a woman that's a Kohanis. They both gave birth, and some other babies got mixed up, and I don't know which is the baby of the Yisraelis. Now here's the halacha. A Yisrael who marries a Kohanis, there's no Chi of Pidyon HaBen. For that matter, Yisrael who marries a Bas Levi, there's no Chi of Pidyon HaBen. So he, Olivia, let's say she, and Olivia both had babies and the babies got mixed up. I don't know whose baby is who. Or he, a Yisraelis, and never gave birth. Until now. Was together the Isha with another Yisraelis, Shekvar Yeld, who already gave birth. So obviously the woman that already gave birth, her next child doesn't have Pidyon HaBen. And the babies got mixed up. So the husband of the Yisraelis, he knows for sure he had a baby Pchar that was the first to his mother. He just doesn't know which is the baby. So, but he's Chayiv B'Pidyon HaBen. Because you have a Ben Bchar. You just don't know where he is. But as far as Nachla is concerned, no one's going to get the double portion because how do we know who's the real son? V'chein says the Mishnah Vayter, Misha Leishohasa, Achar Baila Shloisha Chadashim. Let's explain. When a man passes away, the Almana is allowed to get married. The man divorces his wife, the Grusha is allowed to get married as long as she doesn't marry a Kayin. But they have to wait either after the husband passed away or after the get, 3 months before they marry a second time. And that's because we don't want any confusion. If she has a baby, is this the baby of the first husband or the second husband? Now, what would happen if she doesn't wait 3 months? She gets married before that. And 9 months later, she has a baby. So it could be that this baby's from the first husband. Or it could be it's a baby from the second husband. Some babies are born after 7 months, so maybe it's a baby from the second husband. But if you wait out a full 3 months, if she was Miyubaris in the first husband, you would have already seen it. Then she's mutter to get married, if she's not Miyubaris. So we're talking about a case by a woman who was over this takana. She was either divorced or in Almana, she got married right away. And 9 months later, she had a baby. So we're not sure who the father is. Is he from the first husband or the second husband? So this child is a Pchar L'Kayin because he's a Peter Rechem for his mother. We just don't know who the father is. Now, L'maisa, let's say in the case of a divorce, we'll go to the first husband. He'll say, I'm not doing Pidyon HaBen. Maybe it's not my son. And the second husband will say, I'm not doing it. Maybe it's not my son. So you know what the halacha is? The child, when he gets bigger, will have to be paid to himself. He'll have to give 5 Shloim to a Kayin. Because he is, for sure, Peter Rechem. So if his father won't do it because he's not sure he's the father, he has to do it. I'll tell you an interesting thing. They say that the Vilna Gaon, anytime he met a Kayin, he gave him 5 Shloim. Because he said, how do you know who's a real Kayin? I mean, most Kayhanim that say they're Kayhanim are real Kayhanim. You can't be 1,000% sure. Throughout the generations, who knows what happens. So every time he met a Kayin, he said, maybe this Kayin is for sure a real Kayin. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Although you're supposed to wait 3 months, precisely for this reason, so there's no confusion as to who the father is. What if a lady didn't? So the Mishnah writer v'chein misha loy shosa, she did not wait achar baila after her first husband, shloish chadoshim, 3 months after her first husband died or was divorced. V'nisa, so she gets married a second time, v'yolda, and she gives birth. And now we taka have the problem. V'ein yidua, it's not known if this baby is ben tisha, is a 9-month baby, l'rishon, from her first husband, oy ben shiva, or a 7th-month baby, l'achron, for her second husband. So the baby is vadei a peterechem le'imai, but I don't know who the father is. So the child has to redeem himself when he gets bigger. And also, because we don't know who the father is, he doesn't get the Yerusha. Some say he doesn't get the Yerusha at all, not only the double portion, because the other Yarshim are going to say, who says you're our brother? So in these cases, he's a Pchar L'Kayin, but ain't a Pchar L'Nachla. He's a Pchar for Pidyon HaBen, but not for Yerusha. Now we go on to the next category. Babies are both a Pchar for Nachla, for Yerusha, and for Pidyon HaBen. He's a Pchar L'Nachla V'L'Kayin. Who's a baby for both? Zok the Mishnah. A baby that's born after the following. Hamapeles, if a woman, it came out of her shfir molida. Again, this like glob shaped like an egg that's full of blood. Moli mayim, or full of water. Moli geninim, or full of some type of liquid that has different colors. Another shot says about the tiny little pieces, looks like little worms. Or amapelos kimin dogim v'chagov mishkatsim v'ramasim. Or the woman, something came out of her that looks like dogim, fish, chagovim, grasshoppers, shkotzim, or remosim, different types of like rodents, like worms, snakes, insects. This baby is so deformed that everyone agrees it's nothing. It's not a baby. The baby that's born afterwards is a bchar. Vayter says, the Mishnah, Hamapelas Yom Arboim, the woman miscarried, that means the baby came out, Yom Arboim, on the 40th day. So she did not have a complete 40 days of being pregnant. And therefore the baby that comes out is not developed enough to be considered a baby to say, ah, oh, baby was born already. That's the last case over here. Hamapelas Yom Arboim, she lost the baby on the 40th day of her pregnancy, and of course she lost it before that. this baby doesn't count. So in all these cases, the baby that came out is not developed enough to say, this is Peter Echem. So there's no opinion of Ben. Also, the father doesn't cry over the loss, the way over a live child, so there's no Pchar L'Nachla. And therefore, Abba Achrayen, the babies that are born after these things mentioned, they're the full baby for both. They are a Pchar, both L'Nachla for Yerusha, to get the double portion, Ulekayin, and as well, as for the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen. So in our Mishnah, we learned that there are categories. There's a Pchar L'Nachla, but not a Pchar L'Kayin. Second category, there's a Pchar L'Kayin, but not a Pchar L'Nachla. Third category, there's a Pchar for both Nachla and Kayin. And there's the fourth category that we didn't learn about yet, that we'll see in the next Mishnah, B'ez Hashem. That's when the baby is not a Pchar, not for Nachla, and not for Kayin. So what's on the list in the first category? Which baby is a Pchar for Yerusha but not for Pidyon HaBen? So we had the case of Abba Acha Nefalim Sheyotza Roi Shechai. A Nefal again is a Vlad that didn't finish its days of being created in the mother. It's premature. It can't live. We have over here twins. And we explained that somehow one twin fully developed, the other didn't. The one that didn't and can't live stuck its head out when it was alive, it went back in, and then the other baby was born. Or we have a case where the baby could have lived. It was a Ben Tisha. It developed fully for 9 months. But for reasons that only the Bairi Olam knows, when it stuck its head out, it was not alive. In both these cases, the halacha is, the woman is no longer Peter Rechem. So the next baby that's born, the other twin when it's born, will not be Mechuyev in Pinyon HaBen, but it's the Pchar L'Nachla. It's the child that the father would cry over. Then we had a case of what came out of the woman had somehow the tzura of a behema, a chaya, or a oif, according to Rav Meir, the baby that's born afterwards, is not a Pchar for Pinyon HaBen, but is a Pchar for Nachla. The Chachamim say, if it didn't have a tzura zadim, the first baby that came out, then it's nothing. And the baby that's born afterwards is not only a Pchar L'Nachla, but is also a Pchar for Pidyon HaBen. Then we have the case of a Mapele sandal. We said it's a Nephil that somehow got squashed. It comes out as like a glob. Or the sack came out, but there was no baby inside. So we understand that there was a baby, just somehow got dissolved. Or a Shafir Merukim, an egg-shaped kind of glob of flesh that started to have some human features. Or a baby that came out in pieces. The son that's born afterwards is a Pchar L'Nachla, but not a Pchar for the Kayin. Now, we continue the list of a Pchar L'Nachla, but not a Pchar for Kayin, but here it's not a physical problem. It's more of a Lumdisha kind of situation. A person who never had sons, he married a woman that already had a baby. The first baby that's born afterwards is a Pchar to the father, but not to the mother. So he's a Pchar L'Nachla, but there's no opinion of Ben. And even if the baby that was born beforehand was born when the woman was a Shivcha Kenanis, and after she gave birth, she was freed. Or the baby was born when she was not even Jewish. Afterwards, she was Megayer herself. And after she marries this Yisrael, who never had children, she gives birth to a son. That baby that is born is a Pchar for Nachla and not a Pchar L'Kayin, because she already had a child. Even though when she had that child, she was a Shivcha or a Nachris, she was a Shivcha Kanana, so she was not Jewish. It doesn't make a difference. She already had a baby. Here's Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the Pasuk says, Peter Echem be Yisrael. And if she never had a baby as a Yisrael, then there still is a Chiyuv of Pinyon HaBen. Then we went on to the next category, and that's a baby that would be a Pchar L'Kayin, a Pchar for Pinyon HaBen, but not a Pchar L'Nachla. What were the cases in this category of Pchar L'Kayin, but not a Pchar for Yerusha? Man had children, and he married a woman that never had children. So the first baby that's born is a Pchar to his mother, that's Peter Echem, it's Pidyon HaBen, but not to the father. Well, you had a couple, both were not Jewish, both were Megayah themselves while she was expecting a baby. The baby was born after she was a Yisraelis already. That baby is a Pchar L'Kayin, it's Peter Echem of the Yisraelis, but not a Pchar L'Nachla. Or let's say you had an Eved and a Shivcha Kananis, that were married. She was expecting a baby. She was freed. After she was freed, the baby was born. That baby is a Bchor L'Kayin. Because once she was freed, she has a din of a regular Yisraelis. The child that's born is a Peter Echem B'Yisrael. But here too, the child is not a Bchor L'Nachla. Or, let's say you had a Yisraelis and a Kehenes. So let's remember, Yisrael who marries a Kehenes, or even a Yisrael who marries a Leviah. There's no opinion of that. So we have here a Yisraelis and a Kehenes. Both had children together, and the babies got mixed up. We don't know whose baby is who. Or a Yisraelis and a Leviah. Both children got mixed up, and we don't know who's whose baby. Or you have a Yisraelis that never had children, and there was a woman who already had children. Both are Yisraelis. Both are Yisraels. But one has a chiyuv pinyan ben, one doesn't, because one already had a child, one didn't. And the babies got mixed up. So in all these cases, there's a chiyuv pinyan ben, because we know there is a peter echem over here. And we explained, the fathers will say, well, who says it's my son? But the baby himself, when he grows up, will have to give five slum to a kayin. But there's no par l'nachla. Then we explained that there's a halacha, that even though an almana or a grusha is allowed to remarry, they're supposed to wait 3 months. And that's to make sure that there's no confusion if she has a child who the father is. She doesn't wait 3 months. We don't know if the first husband is the father or the second husband is the father. Let's say this lady Taka didn't wait, and now we don't know. So it's her firstborn child, but we don't know who the father is. So in all these cases, the din is the child is a Bchor L'Kayin, but not a Bchor L'Nachla. Then we discuss the cases of where the baby is a Bchor L'Nachla and L'Kayin. Both Pidyon HaBen and the baby will be entitled to the double Chaylik, like a Bchor is. If before this baby, the woman gave birth to something, but it wasn't much, it was a Shafir, like the bag that a baby is usually inside, but it was full of blood or full of water or full of different colored liquid, or she gave birth to a glob of basar that had the image of either fish or grasshoppers, shkatzim or amasim, like rodents, or she didn't have a complete 40 days, and then she lost her baby. It takes 40 days like for the baby to be created, to be considered a baby. So a woman that lost her baby on day 40 or beforehand, what comes out is not considered a baby. And memela, the baby born afterwards, is both a parla nachla and l'kayin.